This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you. North America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the three-hour satellite soiree. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Albuquerque to Albany, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
Are they listening, D.A.? Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How's everybody doing today? Thanks so much for joining us. We've got a great show coming up for you this morning. We've got Richard Deitch, who's going to drop on by. He's a media reporter for The Athletic, has been a longtime sports media analyst. We'll go back over the year that was in football media, some winners, some losers. We'll talk about whether the Alliance has some traction television-wise or if it was simply a one-week wonder. And the NBA's ratings have been down this year. We'll discuss with Richard Deitch some of the reasons and causes for that. That comes your way 1 hour from now. Also, we'll have Notre Dame wide receiver Miles Boykin join us here on the show 2 hours from now. The Notre Dame wideout is projected by some to be a top two-round draft pick in the upcoming NFL draft. So we'll talk about the upcoming NFL draft with Notre Dame wide receiver Miles Boykin. We'll tackle this hour the Celtics and the Sixers game from last night. The Celtics are clearly in the heads of the Philadelphia 76ers with or without Butler and Tobias. Not much has changed on the floor between those two old school rivals. Also this hour, there's some significant technology inside the Alliance of American Football footballs. The footballs they're using in the AAF apparently are so valuable you're not allowed to spike them too hard. Yes, this is a thing. We shall discuss what the hell's going on inside those footballs coming up here in about 15 minutes from now. Daisuke Matsuzaka rises from the dead and his arm promptly falls off. And Luke Walton right now, dead man walking after a loss to the Hawks last night of the Lakers sub-500 going into All-Star break. All of that this morning on the show. So any of those topics that you want to tackle, simply hit us up on the phones. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And hit me on Twitter as well. That's always an easy way to get a hold of the show. DA on CBS. I begin in Pittsburgh, where the Antonio Brown saga takes another AB-esque turn. Where yesterday, Antonio Brown tweets his salutations to the city of Pittsburgh and to the fans and to the organization, saying it's time for change. Hashtag new demands. Now, we don't know what those new demands are. We know the old demands are that he wants to be traded. We know the old demands seem to be that he and Ben Roethlisberger don't get along. We know the old demands are that Antonio Brown skipped out on his team in week 17. And the old demands are that AB wants a new home. he's kind of openly flirted with the San Francisco 49ers. He has included pictures on his social media of him in other NFL jerseys. He is very obviously rattling cages trying to get out of Pittsburgh. I would, however, exercise caution if I am Antonio Brown. Right now, Antonio Brown plays for an organization that had a disastrous last season, but annually has a chance to compete for a Super Bowl. Antonio Brown plays for an organization that has as many Super Bowl titles, six, as anybody else in NFL history. Antonio Brown plays for an organization that has a would-be Hall of Famer that is throwing to him, who's still remarkably effective. Ben Roethlisberger last year led the league in passing yards with over 5,100 and set a career high for passing touchdowns with 34. Antonio Brown also should take note. This organization you are trying to shoot your way out of has dealt with this before. Plaxico Burress, Santonio Holmes, Martavis Bryant, go down the list. Steelers wide receivers that want to go elsewhere to get money, to get fame, to get more throws, to get more balls thrown to them. And the one constant is the Steelers keep winning and keep finding the next wide receiver. Ask Mike Wallace. Life was really good in Pittsburgh. And then he left and life wasn't so good anymore. Is AB making a strategic mistake? In my mind, absolutely. It is where we begin. It's your cold open.
I'm not going to speculate on trades and things of that nature. We haven't formally received a request in that regard, so I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to speculate in terms of where the discipline might go and things of that nature. Just know that it's going to be addressed, and it will be addressed and needs to be addressed for obvious reasons.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That obviously is Mike Tomlin last month as this thing has swirled around the Steelers. For a long time now, dating back to the end of the regular season, and it's so clear what AB is trying to do. Antonio Brown is trying to make enough noise to get himself out. He's trying to make life hard on his employer so that they feel like they've got no other recourse because Antonio Brown is still under contract for three more years. And if they trade Antonio Brown, they lose the player but absorb his cap hit of $21 million. And so for the Steelers, it makes no financial sense to trade Antonio Brown. Absolutely none. And he knows it. And so AB's only answer to that is make life as difficult as possible for my bosses so that they have to trade me. I'm not anti-player in the NFL. I'm not anti a guy feeling like there's a better work environment for him and wanting to go elsewhere. I'm not anti-Antonio Brown's production. He's wildly productive. But there is a constant in Pittsburgh, and that is you leave, they keep winning. And this happens with wide receivers for the last 15 years in Pittsburgh. And oh, by the way, if you are a Steeler, when they do win a Super Bowl, guess what? You get all of the attention and all of the lineage and all of the history that comes with that. Ask Lynn Swann how that feels. Ask John Stallworth how that feels. Ask Hines Ward how that feels. Hell, even ask Santonio Holmes, who did want out, how that feels. Santonio Holmes isn't remembered for anything besides his Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's it. That's the list. Is Ben Roethlisberger difficult to play with? I'm sure he is.
Is it frustrating to hear Ben Roethlisberger dismiss opponents or dismiss teammates, rather, in a weekly radio show? I'm sure it is. But Antonio Brown, I've got news for you. You will get traded and go somewhere, and you will not play alongside a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and you will not play for an organization that competes for the playoffs every single year, and you will find yourself in the middle of 6-10 seasons where the quarterback that you're playing with has all the media and fans all over his back because he can't get you the football, and you're frustrated and they're frustrated and the thing is starting to melt down. That will happen. And I ask you, is it worth it? Are things really that bad right now? I think Mike Tomlin has responsibility here. I think Roethlisberger has responsibility here. I think the organization has responsibility here because they have coddled the drama and the soap opera for too long around AB, Le'Veon Bell, on and on and on. This thing has happened for a long time. And Ben, but man, it won't be as good as when you leave. Grass is always greener, and the Steelers wide receivers will keep on churning. And guess what? They've got Juju Smith-Schuster to fill in your shoes. And you've been incredibly productive, but you are on a Hall of Fame track if you stay. And if you leave, you risk becoming the T.O. and the Randy Moss that didn't realize how good they had it originally, and then become the mercenary, journeyman, talented wide receiver that's never happy anywhere, and ultimately nobody ever wants again, because guess what? AB is also 30 years old. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free number brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Derek's in Portland, Oregon, listening to CBS Sports Radio online, cbssportsradio.com. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I just stumbled upon your show. Everything you've said is just spot on to what I believe about AB's situation in Pittsburgh. All the people, Chad Brown was just saying how he wished his time in Pittsburgh had been longer when he left. You forgot to mention Eric Green, tight end in the 80s, early 90s.
Yep.
Left for the big contract. Then less than 2 years later, I believe nobody ever heard of him. Nobody even remembers him.
These guys, I understand the short shelf life of getting money and making sure that you tax out on when you can finally have your top earnings. But for Antonio Brown, he's in a great situation. He's got Juju across from him. He's got an offense built to throw the football. He's got a quarterback that's going to the Hall of Fame one day, and they're winning games every single year. It's a tremendous situation. And if this is about renegotiating a contract, fine, that's one thing. But if he really thinks it's better somewhere else, I think he's in for a rude awakening. Derek, I appreciate the phone call. Justin's next up in Melbourne, Florida, listening on 1560 there. What's up, Justin?
Beam me up, DA.
All right. What's up, buddy?
What's going on? Yeah, this Antonio Brown situation. I mean, as a diehard Steeler fan, he is one of the greatest wide receivers probably since Jerry Rice. But the bottom line is he's been pulling this stunt for the last 6 years, bringing these high-end cars to training camp. He's a terrible, terrible teammate. Let's be real about it. What he's done to the organization, he's a lot of high maintenance. I mean, would Bill Belichick have kept him in that locker room with his live post last year after the Kansas City game? I mean, if you look at it, the bottom line is Antonio Brown is not going to win the Steelers a Super Bowl. The last great wide receiver that won a Super Bowl, elite, Jerry Rice. So he's not the answer, but they've got issues. And you're right, it goes to Tomlin. He's been letting it stir with Ben, Antonio Brown, for years. And he's got to make someone responsible for this. And right now it is in Tomlin's lap. But with AB, he's got nowhere to go. I mean, this is the best it's going to be for AB.
Antonio Brown has also made a series of really bad decisions. He just feels like he's in the middle of really bad decision-making in life, throwing patio furniture off of his balcony, nearly injuring a child down below, the Facebook Live stuff from last year or 2 years ago now in the playoffs.
I'm not sure on Facebook right now.
Antonio Brown kind of constantly being at odds with the people around him. This is a theme for AB. And what ends up happening with this is guys get so self-centered, self-involved, they don't realize the bigger picture. It's one of the reasons the Patriots are so successful is that everybody, they continually fill that locker room with guys that understand the bigger picture, that this is about something bigger than me, that they don't need me, that I need to win now because that will make everything worth it. And it's one of the reasons that the Patriots are so good. They don't always have the most talent, but they continually fill that locker room with guys that will do anything simply to get on the field and to win. And it starts, obviously, with Tom Brady. AB is cut from a different cloth. A lot of guys are. They feel entitled to certain yardage, certain money, certain love. And that's where AB is right now. And again, I think Roethlisberger has to share some of the blame here because there's a lot of great quarterbacks like a Breeze, like even a Russell Wilson, like a Brady, that I think is more, they're all more team-centric when it comes to their relationships with their wide receivers. Let's make it work. Let me show how to make it work. Let me make sure you feel good about this because they know they need him. And I don't think Ben's great at that. But this whole thing with AB, to me, is a strategic misfire. Because a lot more will come out of your post-playing career and in-playing career when you play for a team that's constantly winning and a team that has the history of the Steelers and you're playing with an offense tailored to your strengths and you're playing with a quarterback that gets you the football. There's not a better situation in the NFL than what he's dealing with right now. 855-212-4CBS, Twitter, DA on CBS. Over the weekend, Trent Richardson scored two touchdowns to the Birmingham Iron. And he spiked the football after one of those touchdowns. And he was flagged 15 yards. Not because you're not allowed to celebrate in the Alliance, you are, but because they didn't want to break the football. This story is so Alliance and so amazing, and it's next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
I got to tell you, brother, I'm so happy that for the last 2 weeks when I was in Cancun, I was able to keep up with the DA show on WatchDA.com. Great job by Kaplan.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It is a great job by Kaplan. Welcome back, DA, with you. You can watch the show on any device by going to WatchDA.com. That's available on your phone or on your tablet or on your PC or laptop. That's WatchDA.com. Thomas tweets, even if AB gets with another Hall of Fame quarterback, I don't think he'd have the same connection he has with Ben. I don't think Breeze or Brady could duplicate his success with Big Ben. Those guys are really productive. And one thing that I learned from going to Super Bowl week or talking to former players, a lot of them wish that they had the wisdom they had post-career to realize what was good for them in career. And that everything feels like you have it at your fingertips. And that when you retire, you finally realize, my God, I didn't have it the same way I thought I had it. You think you're going to get back to the AFC Championship game or the playoffs or to the Super Bowl every year. You think that you'll have nothing but all pro seasons. You'll think that it's always going to be right there for you, this glory and glamour and success and riches. And then you realize when you retire, man, that was a small sliver. Antonio Brown's 30 years old. I mean, how much longer is he going to be this Antonio Brown? And he's playing in an offense that wants to throw the football, and he's doing it with a future Hall of Fame quarterback in his prime. And granted, Ben is up there in age, but Ben is still really effective. And Ben has no problem feeding him the rock. And he's playing for an organization that has the same head coach every year, sometimes to its detriment, but no turnover. City that loves football, no empty seats, and six Lombardis in trophy case. You can do way worse than that, man. Way worse. But then I see people burning his jersey on social media, and I say, come on. Let me just do this, because I know the lecture about burning jerseys is tired, but let me just say this. If you don't like AB because he's selfish, he only thinks about himself, don't burn his jersey, because that means you're doing the same exact thing. Donate his jersey. Don't be AB. Just drop it off at Goodwill. Drop it off at a thrift store. Have somebody come and pick it up. There's veterans projects and companies that take your stuff, come to your house, take your stuff, and then use it to help fund causes for veterans, causes for the homeless, causes for those that are less fortunate. Don't be AB by burning his jersey. Give it to somebody who could use it. Suddenly, every homeless person in Pittsburgh is going to have an AB jersey, but Alice is next up, listening online, CBSSportsRadio.com in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Alice.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've listened to you for years, and this is the first time I've had a chance to call in.
Well, thanks, Alice.
I listen to 93.7 The Fan, our local one, that I like you better.
Well, thanks.
And I won't tell the guys that. But anyway, about AB, I think that part of the problem with him was when Juju came. I think that, I don't know if he didn't expect Juju to be as good as he is. I think with it, it's an ego thing with AB. And yesterday, actually, it came out that he was talking to somebody that one of the reasons he wants to leave, it's not so much that he's unhappy in Pittsburgh. He wants to prove he can go somewhere else and play with another quarterback because he's tired of people talking about Ben, and that's the only reason that he's as good as he is. And he said he's tired of being the scapegoat for all the things that are wrong with the Steelers. And I don't think that's true. But, you know, with all the talent we've had on that team the last couple of years, we should have won more. We should be in the playoffs in the Super Bowl. And I don't know what the problem has been. But I'm also worried about AB's. I think he might have a little bit of CTE. He's had some pretty bad hits to the head.
Well, I think
we're sort of worried about that.
Well,
his
Alice, I think
his behavior's been real bizarre.
I agree that his behavior has been definitely unpredictable and erratic. But remember, I mean, this was part of the reason that he was lightly recruited, had to go to a directional school in Michigan instead of being recruited highly by some of the power programs in South Florida. So I think this has kind of always been part of AB's persona. I think you're right. He probably feels threatened by Juju, and maybe he does feel like he's become a scapegoat for things that are wrong with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you're right. The Steelers should have won more than they have over the last couple of years. But I think most people recognize that a lot has to do with Le'Veon Bell, has to do with the coach, has to do with erratic play from the quarterback, has to do with a leaky defense, has to do with a lot of things that's not AB. And it just feels like small thinking right now if you're Antonio Brown, because you want to go somewhere and do it outside of Ben Roethlisberger to prove you can do it. Joe Montana didn't say get rid of Jerry Rice because I want to prove that I can only throw to John Taylor. And Rice doesn't say, get me out of San Francisco. I want to prove that I can play with somebody other than Joe Montana and Steve Young. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Winning makes everything feel better around you. And once you're no longer winning, you'll see. And again, last year was disappointing. But it's way worse when you start going 7-9, 6-10, and the whole season's falling apart before Halloween, which doesn't happen in Pittsburgh. It's an Ask the Pros question of the day day. So hit me up on the day day with your question of the day by hitting me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. It's brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. So over the weekend, Trent Richardson scores two touchdowns for the Birmingham Iron. And after one of them, he gets a 15-yard flag. Now, to my knowledge, Merez, there is no illegal celebration, excessive celebration flag in the Alliance, right? You're allowed to do whatever you want. You want to do a huge celebration, a Michael Bay laser light show in the end zone after a touchdown? You're allowed to do that, I think.
Yeah. Now, I've had trouble uncovering the actual full rule book here of the Alliance of American Football, but I did not see that anywhere. But that being said, there were not many elaborate celebrations.
No.
But I also think that comes with the territory of a spring league where these guys are just trying to prove they belong and it's not about the song and dance for them.
Yes. And week one, maybe you're not quite ready for whatever the touchdown celebration is, that you would then be ready for that as the season goes along. So a lot of just standard touchdown celebrations of the Alliance over the weekend. But Trent Richardson spikes the football after a touchdown, and the ball bounces into the stands. And he's flagged, a 15-yarder. He's flagged. He spiked it too hard. Apparently, in the Alliance footballs, these balls have tracking devices, which is basically giving them advanced stats, league advanced stats on how fast the ball is being thrown, how fast runners are running with it, players are running with the football, and all types of advanced metrics they can use, kind of like a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, to get all these types of stats and numbers on the players. And so the Alliance is saying, just don't break our football. Don't break our football. Have you ever heard of a league that said, don't break our football? This is the best Alliance story ever. When you watch the Alliance, and I know you will this weekend because I will be and Mraz will be, and all of this show will be locked in. Remember, what you're watching is football with like iPads in the football. What you are watching is football, a sport being played with a Fabergé egg. Don't break it. We need that. No, we only have a couple of those. Like, if the Alliance really wants to go big time, Mraz, shouldn't they have about, I don't know, an unlimited supply of tech footballs in there?
Yeah, so now I'm curious as to, you know, when the refs show up with the bag of balls, like the soccer ref for Pee Wee kids, you know, is there three footballs at every stadium? And what happens if you lose them all? What if everybody says, I'll be damned about the penalties, I'm just going to start chucking these things?
Two other things strike me. Number one, the Patriots can't play in this league. They can't deflate these footballs. They'd have to figure out a way to deprogram the footballs.
Belichick would.
Number two, Schwartz would never buy a ticket to one of these games because he can't keep the football for his kids.
And I'm sure there are quite a few families, and the Peter Schwartzes of Birmingham, Alabama, are not going to be happy because they want it to be fan-friendly.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
You know, it's like when a league has a football that goes over the net, and you're like, no, we need that football back. No, we got to have the football. You can't keep that. We only got a couple of those. This is so awesome. When we come back, are the Celtics inside the Sixers' heads? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Grab a surge protector. You're about to be zapped.
I had a buddy, so I turned him on to the DA show. I told him, get on the mothership. And so he does it for a week, and he comes back, and he says, I've heard Mraz talk a lot, and I just as well blindfolded myself and turned on my 600-pound life. I tell him, you're missing the bigger picture. We're getting a taste of the greatest love story ever told, which is the big man and his big appetite.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Brand new PGP is available right now. Check it out. Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show, which is available right now on iTunes. Search Permission Granted or search DA and CBS, and you'll get it all places that podcasts are available. And on our website, daoncbs.com. Ranford's beautiful lettuce tweets. Antonio Brown is like a female Instagram model, posting drama on social media and drumming up things that never happen. I hope the Steelers let him sit just like Le'Veon Bell. You're under contract. Time to practice and play. You're getting paid millions.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
I think there's a problem with what has happened in Pittsburgh, that they have collected talent that might not always have their head of the game in terms of winning. And because they have allowed that talent to be protected and not be reprimanded and not be held accountable, it has started to ooze out of all the pores of the Steelers franchise, and it's affected them on the football field. And what ends up happening is talent is amazing. You need talent to win. Tom Brady's not one of the greatest players of all time by being a journeyman quarterback, by throwing a football the same way Brian Hoyer does or Matt Schaub does. But you have to combine that with figuring out ways to play within a system, within a structure, and with other people. And the entire AB thing right now is all about ego. There's no good football reason for him to leave. It's simply an ego play. He's under contract. He's playing in an offense that suits his skill set. He's getting recognized nationally and within the league. He's been an All-Pro three different times. He's playing with a quarterback that just threw for more than 5,000 yards. He's clearly playing with an organization that allows him to do basically whatever he wants. They're contenders every single year. And the benefit post-career of being a Steeler that has won a Super Bowl, which he has not yet, versus being a Buccaneer or a Bengal or a Charger, you can't even put a price on that. The only reason AB has a reason to leave is out of ego, whatever he thinks he's not getting. And those are just bad reasons to leave. Those are bad reasons to change. Those are bad reasons to make drastic decisions, and this is one of them. It's just a bad place to start. Ego's a bad place to start to make big decisions. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Bill is next up, Lake Havasu City, Arizona, listing a 980 there. Good morning, Bill.
How are we doing, DA?
I'm good. How you doing?
Excellent, excellent. So the penalty for the ball was for the ball going into the stands. He spiked the ball, and it bounced over the wall and into the stands. They do not want the players throwing the balls up into the stands. And that's why they got the unsportsmanlike penalty.
But how can you prevent where the ball bounces if you spike it?
Well, one would guess you should probably put your back to the wall and spike it the other direction.
So this is not about breaking the technology in the football.
It is not. It is about losing the footballs.
About losing the footballs.
Yeah. So they're not allowed to launch them up into the stands. I watched almost all of the games this weekend, and one interception, on one of the interceptions, the guy caught the ball. He turned to throw it into the stands, and he, like, cocked his arm, and he's like, oh, nope, can't do that. And then he tossed it over to the ref.
But they don't want them spiking it into the stands because those are valuable footballs with the technology inside.
Right. I believe that is the reason for them not putting them into the stands. But if you notice, they also are not allowing the players to take them back to the sidelines.
Right, that's true.
So they are keeping very close tabs on those footballs. So that's the whole ideology behind it, I believe.
What do you think about your hot shots?
I like them a lot. I think they got good promise. I think it was Mraz that stated the other day, there's like the four top teams and then the four bottom teams, and there's a pretty big disparity.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's more like 5-3, though. But I think it's entertaining football to watch for sure. I enjoyed watching it, and you could tell those guys are playing with a chip on their shoulders. And the quarterback that hopped back up after getting his lid bounced across the field, it shows how dedicated these guys are to try and get back into the NFL.
I agree with all of that, and I got to tell you, I found myself earlier this morning looking at the schedule of games this weekend, wondering what games I can watch. I don't know if I'm just a sicko, but I liked enough of what I saw last week to want to watch again this weekend.
Absolutely. I am all in. I am with you.
All right, Bill. Appreciate the phone call. It should be noted for you Alliance buffs, and I know that there's some of you out there like us that are total football sickos and will watch this. Mraz has done an up-the-gut blog for this week regarding the Alliance with some hard takes in there. And this is pretty amazing because it's hard to have hard takes on a league or a team that has played one game. But Mraz has done that. Mraz is cornering the market because I have seen Mraz a lot of stuff written. In fact, I wrote a large view, overview story about what I thought was good about the Alliance for CBS Sports over the last couple of days. I've seen overview stuff and some who's good teams, whose players are the standout. I have not seen critique of specific coaching decisions of play. And you're going to provide that. You're going to go hot take on the Alliance pretty early here.
Now, because it was my first venture into the Alliance column, I gave you a brief overview, but I had a couple takes. It's going to be released later. Specifically, there's one coach in mind that really hammers it. I don't know whether he's going to be taking it seriously.
Uh-huh.
A specific quarterback that I have a major problem with, I think could ruin the league.
Oh.
I discuss a little bit of the broadcasting situation going on with the league.
Okay.
And I give you a hot take on who potentially I think could be a face in the league.
Okay.
And the ramifications in the NFL at a certain position based on the league.
Love it.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
I love it. Can you just give me initials of the quarterback that could be a problem in the league?
CH.
Okay. Thought that might be the guy. Last night, Celtics and Sixers from Philadelphia. No Kyrie Irving. So the Celtics limited. The Sixers feel good after the Tobias Harris trade. No Kyrie Irving. This game is in Philadelphia. Finally, the Sixers will get over the emotional and mental hump of the Celtics, right? Wrong!
Marcus Smart has it. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Smart drives past Ben Simmons. Ow! Attacks the paint. Throws it down hard with two hands. And a season of frustration for the Boston Celtics comes off the fingertips of Marcus Smart. Slammed home in Philadelphia to give Boston a four-point lead and 23.9 to go.
Good teams have clunkers, but good teams respond to those with the right effort and approach, and that was a good one. And now we've got another tough one tomorrow night, and we'll see if we can't play well again. We're going to have to play with the same kind of purpose.
Did I hear a little Cedric Maxwell at the end of that clip? I think I did.
That's nasty, stinky Paul Pierce.
That was Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on the Celtics radio network.
That's nasty, stinky Paul Pierce. Wow! What makes you laugh makes you cry.
What was notable about this game was that there was every reason for the Celtics to lose, and they still beat the Sixers. The Sixers cannot get over the hump. The Sixers cannot figure out a way to beat Boston. And then after the game, to have Joel Embiid blame the refs, say that the refs bleeping sucked, and then admitted that it was not Al Horford's defense that limited him. Instead, it was because he was sleepwalking for the first three quarters. Joel Embiid is an incredibly likable fellow. And it's hip and it's cool to love up on Joel Embiid because he's got a great personality. He's legitimately funny. He's excellent at what he does. And he's trying to drag a Sixers franchise into a spot where it has not been since Allen Iverson was there, the NBA Finals. And yet, here's Joel Embiid, the best player on the floor last night, blaming the refs and himself for sleepwalking for three quarters. Whose fault is that? In the immortal words of Mraz, whose fault is that? You've got a chance with the Celtics minus Kyrie. You guys have momentum after trading for Tobias Harris. You are at home, and you have already lost your first two games of the season to the Celtics. You should not be sleepwalking through the first three quarters. You should be imposing your will and putting a lead up there on the scoreboard to send a message before the All-Star break that we're a different team. The Celtics own the Sixers. Own them. And the Celtics might lose to everybody else in the Eastern Conference playoffs. But if they reach the playoffs and face off against the Sixers, they're going to beat them. Because the Sixers have no answer and are in their head. And shame on Joel Embiid, who, again, is a likable guy and everybody loves up on him, and understandably so. But he should deserve to get crucified today because he says he was sleepwalking through the first three quarters of a crucial game against your rival. Whose fault is that?
Whose fault is that?
Whose fault is that?
Whose fault is that?
The Celtics can't beat anybody in the East, but they've got exactly the diagram to beat the 76ers. And that's why you can't take the Sixers seriously right now in terms of NBA Finals. And I said this the other day. They might have the best starting five in the East, but top to bottom, are they mentally strong enough and deep enough to beat really good teams like the Bucks, like the Raptors, and if the Celtics can get their heads out of their you-know-what? Not last night. When we come back, Richard Deitch will join us from The Athletic. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Whose fault is that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.